Blog Talk Radio.
Biscuits and Dina's Think. Happy summer solstice. This is the first time we're in 70 years we're going to have a full strawberry moon along with the summer solstice. And I think that's wonderful, so we get to witness that. Also, tonight's show is about perceptions, attitudes, and choices. And I want to talk about you can't regret a choice. Do you or do you not, at that point in time, make the best decision with the information given at that time? So you cannot regret a choice. And how you perceive something has a lot to do with the choice you make. You know, it can be either, it's neither good nor bad, it's how you perceive it. And an attitude. You can have a shitty attitude or a positive attitude. I'd much rather have a positive attitude than a shitty one. You know, if you have a shitty attitude, you know how, what happens. Oh, I'm having a bad day, blah, blah, blah. Well, then, of course, what you put out, you get. Universe always picks it up on original thought, always. So that's how that works. So lots of choices in life. And sometimes choices can lead you into another place that you never even thought, which is better than you ever thought it would be. So I'm going to take the first call, 515, and see how choices have affected them. Hello, 515. What's your name and question? And how did choices affect you? Hello? Okay. Well, I'll try another one. 951.
Hello,
951. Hello. You?
Hi.
What's your name and your question, and how did a choice affect your life?
My name is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
My question is about my disability, and my choices were not always the best.
But you learned from them, right?
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes,
you're still waiting
on
it. They're still working on the paperwork. It'll come through for you.
Okay, good. Thank you.
It doesn't happen overnight with these things. It takes a little bit to get it going. But you're definitely a candidate for it. And it's like you'll get the right person that'll put it through easy peasy.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I hope that I've helped you.
Yes, you did.
All right.
Yes, you did.
So,
hopefully I don't make any more bad choices.
Well, life is about attitudes, choices, and perceptions. You know, as long as you live, you got choices. When
well,
you
this
get
is
up
true,
the morning,
but you don't
want to
make
choices.
Bad ones. Yes.
Well, choose for your highest good. There you go. That's what
there
you do.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Hello, 626. How are you?
I guess that's me.
That's you.
Am I right?
Yep. How did
I'm doing
your,
fine.
How did your choices affect your life?
Well, I always thought I was making the right one, but they usually turned out to be not what I expected, put it that way. So I can't be
well,
really disappointed.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I bet you had
that's
good
okay.
ones. I bet you had good ones happen, too, that took you in a direction that you didn't know you'd go.
Yeah. They eventually lead me to where I have to be. That's how I'm trying, how I look at it. So
yeah,
I'm
like the sign, there's an arrow in the earth. You are here.
I'm waiting for that sign, yeah. There.
Do you have a question?
Well, I guess maybe in a way. The company I'm with right now, they don't pay well, but I really like the people that work there. Will I be staying and getting a better position?
I think you'll have a lateral movement. And yes, you can make a little more money.
Cool.
So it's lateral movement.
That's fine.
So apply for
tell
that.
There's a position or two I've been thinking about, yeah. Smaller group. Just more
and
on working. Go ahead.
With the same nice group that you enjoy.
I seem to like everybody so far. Now, whether or not they like me is a different story. I have that effect on people.
But everybody has is gentle souls that you work with.
Yeah. I know I intimidate people. Why, I don't know, but I do. But I'm happy with that. It helps at times. But, yeah,
and
I appreciate that information.
You're welcome.
Are you having a good day?
I sure am. I'm so happy to have the full moon and the strawberry moon. It's I'm just so excited about that. And it's the first, like I said at the beginning of the show, first time in 70 years we get to witness that. We've gotten to witness a lot of neat stuff in this era.
Hopefully I'm looking forward to the polls changing, but I don't want to be part of it. So,
I don't
think that would be fun.
What everyone should do tonight is write a letter of what they choose to manifest, because it's also a moon. Full moon, you usually get rid of stuff, but this is a good moon to also manifest. So write down what you choose to manifest for this month.
I can do that.
And put it on a piece of paper, because if you write something, it helps things manifest better.
Oh, so basically you're putting it in cement.
You're putting it out
to
the universe of your intention.
Okay. I can do that. I have nothing else to do except breathe tonight. Yeah. And make dinner once I get home. Something I'm looking forward to, a roast chicken.
Yum.
Yeah. Hopefully, I can't taste right now, so hopefully it'll be good.
Chicken is excellent for stuff, for anything. It has great healing properties. Chicken is great.
I need lots of healing.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody send energy. Where intention is, energy follows. Always remember that.
I try. I'm not always a good one, but I try. I try to make everything happen the way I want it to happen. I just don't have that much control.
Sometimes you have to just allow.
I do. I allow the universe to keep the lottery building, getting bigger and bigger, so I can win a bigger jackpot.
There you go.
I thought that would be good. And I'm willing to share it with about 10 other people. Unless they're stingy and they can't have any.
There you go. There's enough for everyone.
Very much so. Though people don't believe that. I try to.
There's room for everybody.
Until we need to get to the new moon, till we have to move, like to Mars and the moon, which will have to be inhabited. We're getting to that point. We're overflowing the Earth.
Oh, and then the Earth, she knows how to cleanse herself.
She's trying.
Indians say she's going to roll over 3 times.
I don't know how far do I have to put that metal pole in the ground so it won't come out. This way I can just pull it onto some nice leather strap with a bottle of water.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. This way I survive while everybody else is swept away. Be like they were in, what was that, Twister. Inside that
really
shed with all the coal.
Help ground yourself and root yourself, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Where else would you want to be in a hurricane or a tornado? In a shed with full of sharp tools?
Not a good idea.
Yeah, I thought it was a good movie, though.
Oh, it's excellent.
Mm-hmm. Universal Studios? That wasn't a good exhibit. In my opinion, there are a lot of people died, which was surprising.
That wasn't good.
But, yeah.
But
I
believe that storms help pick up negative energy and take and dispel it. You know, whenever there's an area that needs negative energy fixed, that's usually when a storm happens. And then volcanoes help absorb, like, negative, the ash absorbs like any atomic bombs or any nuclear stuff. It'll absorb
cool.
stuff like anything that's toxic, so that's a good thing. It's counterbalance, you know, when something happens, if there's a bomb on one side of the earth, if you look, what will happen is there'll be a volcanic eruption on the other. It's balance. What happens on one side, it happens on the other side. So that's what happens.
I never noticed that.
Yep.
That would be cool. So when we bomb Tokyo or Nagasaki, we really got it over here.
Well, whatever happened, whatever's straight across from that, something else happened. If you look at, you know, stuff, you know, you'll
yeah.
see that there's either a volcanic eruption or an earthquake. You know, look at all the fracking. You know, there's earthquakes
yeah.
whenever they frack. You know, our Oklahoma's having all kinds of earthquakes, and look, the earth is having earthquakes a lot, all the time.
Yes.
And the earth
yeah.
is a living entity, you know.
I always viewed it as such. I don't know about others, but I did.
And it's our choice, you know, like attitudes and choices. We have to look at the earth as a living being. She is. We live on her. We can't pollute her or hurt her, you know.
Yeah, but you know, see, there's a lot of ignorant people out there that don't believe that, so.
And then
you
also
know.
Attitudes and choices and perceptions, how you perceive things, you know. A lot of times when something happens, it's so that it's brought to our attention, be it negative or positive, so that we
yeah.
have a different view on it, you know. Like the summer solstice now, the vortexes for open and close. Right now it's more thin than it's ever been. So
really?
That's when things, yeah, June and December, and whenever there's a summer solstice, there's more thinning of the vortexes.
Huh.
You know, and then different, I'm not a expert by any means, but different stars line up during the summer solstice of the earth,
yeah.
and it can only be seen during the summer solstice, you know?
Huh. I never really thought about that. I'll have to go
and
outside and look.
Longest day of the year.
And, well, I'm out in Arizona now, so I know there's vortexes everywhere out here. Supposedly, it was a couple of them, big ones, right down the street from where I live.
Those are like grid lines on the earth, you know, where they intersect. They call them grid
yeah.
lines, or and then where they totally intersect, they call them dragon lines, or, you know, that's where lines of the magnetic griddle. Oh, connect and cross, and that's where a portal can happen or energy grid can happen. And there's a grid all over the whole earth. That's what the birds and the bees and migrating sea dolphins, whales, all those salmon, they follow the magnetic grid of the earth. There's a whole grid over the whole earth.
Huh.
And that correlates to the solstice and the movement of the planets and sun and earth and moon.
I never knew that about some of that stuff.
No,
it's
I am no expert.
Well, I'm not even close. I just know that everybody's out here always talking about vortexes here. In
well,
this area,
you have, say you're in Arizona, the Sedona has all the vortices, you know, and they have male and female vortices. Where there's a river, it's a female, and then where there's lots of whole rocks and stuff, it's a male. The energy, you know.
Yeah. So does that way, is that how it's, is that why they think men have rocks in their heads?
I don't know.
Just asking. You know, it's one of them thoughts that just happened to come up. You know, unlike, you know, well, I can see the woman's always moving, so that makes sense. You know, men get stubborn and they get stuck and they stay. So I guess that would make sense there.
But yeah, it's like the flow of the river. It's like the symbolism of the earth. You know, the river is our blood. The trees are our hair, just like Willie said last time. The earth is her skin, you know. And on the solstice, and it's like we can manifest. We as humans can choose to have peace or war. I would much rather have peace. And I would like to see us all see each other as human beings and light beings instead of all this negativity going on of the all the horrible stuff going on. And, you know, we're all just human light beings, you know.
We need
little
Captain Kirk and
little spirits. Let's see, what is the saying? We are spirits having the human experience on the earth plane. There you go. Have love and deserve love. There you go.
Now, if we could only get Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock to come take us away.
Yeah, beam me up, Scotty.
You know, that was never a line in any of the episodes.
I know. I don't know where that came from. That's good to know.
Yeah, I was surprised. That was, I forget, was it Jeopardy or some other one of them quiz shows? And that verse or that line was never said in any of the movies or the series. Totally weird. Somebody started it and it stuck.
Yeah, it's like all those different movie lines that happen and they never said it.
Like Play It Again, Sam?
Yeah, he never said that.
Yeah. I know there's a few. I was surprised. I saw bits and pieces of Casablanca, and that was never in there.
Nope.
And that was what I was listening for. But that was never, never in there. The whatever I saw of the movie.
And another thing that I want to tell everybody, I choose, I am, I can, I will. Can't means won't.
Yeah.
You know.
For the most part. It's just a nice way.
Yeah, you know, and it's like we learn from the choices we make, go through life and do that.
I'm hoping I do. I am hoping I do.
As long as you do learn from it, that's how it works.
I'm hoping.
Well,
I am hoping.
I think that if you don't need to analyze stuff, but if you take your lessons and go forward, it helps you make better choices in your life.
I like to believe I am.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful evening.
You do likewise, ma'am. It was nice to talk to you.
Speaking with
me. Thank you for listening. I'll listen all the time.
And I hope everybody has a wonderful night. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you next month.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.